Hello and welcome to lulidoo.com. I'm the professor and I've got a great project for you today. You could build this cool seaplane at home or in the class with just a few basic household supplies. Now, you could build this in just a few minutes or you could spend as much time as you want dressing it up like I did this one. When you build this or any project, try to experiment with new and different ways of putting it together and using different supplies. The sky's the limit. The most important thing is when you're making anything, always have fun. So I know what a lot of you are saying. You're saying you couldn't build this in just a few minutes, but let's see how quick I can make one. So what I'm going to do here is I've got a few of my supplies laid out. The first one is, this is a quart milk container, and I'm going to use this as my seaplane cabin. We're going to lay it on its side like that. And then next, we're going to attach our main wing. And what I did is I took a piece of cereal box, I marked it out, and then I cut it out. So we're going to put that right on top. It's that simple. We're going to tape it on. There you go. We've got our main wing and our main cabin done. Then what we're going to do is we're going to make our fuselage, and we're going to use a paper towel tube. And what I did to this before, look at this, is I actually cut a slot, right? And it's perfectly level. And then I cut one more right on the top. And you'll see why I did this in a minute. So we'll go back here. We're going to tape our fuselage to our main body assembly. Let's see if I can do this right here. I'm going to pinch that in there, pinch that in there. There you go. It's starting to look like an airplane, huh? Okay, next what I'm going to do is I'm going to take two paper towel tubes, and we're going to attach those to the main wing, and those are going to be our jet engines. So what we'll do is we'll take a piece of tape, put it on one of these tubes. We're going to lay it on the wing very careful. And I have to pinch the tape a little bit. No problem. There you go, there's one jet engine attached, and we'll attach the second one. So here we go. Do the same exact thing, try to get the position. This jet engine the same, pinch the tape a little bit. That's it. Okay, we're almost done. Okay, the next part, what we're gonna do is we're gonna make the rear wing and tail section. And again, I used an old piece of cereal box. I marked out my rear wing and cut it out, and my tail. So what we'll do, we're going to put that on top. We're going to tape it on. Very simple. Look at that. Fold it over. You'll see why I'm doing this in a second. Look at that. Little tail and main and rear wing section. Now what we're going to do is we're going to slide it in. Look at that. See? A minute or two. Voila! A cool seaplane that was built from trash. You like that? So let's look at my first one that I showed you. The only difference between this and this is that I spent maybe an extra hour and I used some masking tape here, regular masking tape, and I covered the whole thing with regular masking tape. And then I took blue masking tape and I cut out little windshields, and I accented all the wings and the different components of it. And then the last thing I did is after I had built my cool seaplane is I decided I needed some wing pontoons. So I got some more cereal box, cut out some little end pieces here, taped them on, and then I taped two straws to it to make my little wing pontoons. And there you have it. Voila! A cool seaplane that you could build at home from trash. All right. You'll find instructions for this and other fun projects on my page, the Professor's Project page at lulidoo.com. Also, you could see what other people are creating by going to our photo project and video section. And if you join lulidoo.com today, you could share your projects with me and the rest of the world. It's free. And remember, whenever you make anything like this, always have fun.